All right, Colt Nichols, World Supercross Vancouver. First of all, what did you think of the beautiful country of Canada and Vancouver?
Dude, honestly, I love Canada. I love going to Toronto. I liked, what was the one? Montreal. Montreal was sick. This place was cool, dude. We went downtown, explored a little bit last night.
Yep.
This place is sick, dude. I like it. The fans seem to be pumped every time we come. The track was gnarly, but I actually liked it like that. It made it to where it wasn't so just hard pack and everyone doing the same thing. You had to get creative, and I thought it was fun. Honestly, fun night.
To me, and a couple of riders told me the same thing, really tough test out of the gate. All the gate drops and then the track deterioration, like a real tough test right for you guys.
It was, which it was actually like a little bit, I think, worked in my favor a little bit more so than not, because it separated more guys, which I thought was good. I was terrible yesterday and all day today up until the night program. Just struggling to kind of find my footing a little bit. And then once the racing took off, I just got better and better as the night went on. And we made a few changes with the bike that was really helpful. But yeah, dude, it was a really, really good test. We learned a lot today. I think we'll be in a much better spot when we come back for Australia. So, dude, I'm stoked.
A lot of free Savachi Nichols racing going on tonight. A lot of that.
I don't know why we were always just stuck. I couldn't start ahead of those guys except for the last one. And then I was still behind Freezy, and I was like, gosh damn, dude, I just want to not be near these guys. So I came in and tried to make like a really good pass where I was hoping he wouldn't be able to get me back. And luckily I was able to do that. Looked maybe a little gassed, and I kind of just tried to take advantage of a situation.
Wasn't there one where you went in and Joey got you both? Or did Joey go in and you got them both?
One race, I passed Vince, and then Joey passed Vince. And then they both got me back. And then Joey passed me. I passed Joey. We passed each other like 10 times. Yeah. I was like, this is insane. Like, I hope someone had a camera on it. It was chaos. Yeah. But that's what I like about these races. It makes it fun. You have to have your head on a swivel.
Yeah.
And the format's just unique. You know, it's not like a normal race where you can start, kind of make some time and kind of find your footing. It's, dude, you have to go immediately.
Did you like it? Did you like the three and the weight and the super final? Like, how was that? Super pole, all that shit? Like,
In a way, yeah, I think it's good just because I feel like I'm in really good shape, so that helps me. Yeah. But in a way, dude, I'm body by Will. Shout out to Will. But I think I'm terrible at like the sprint stuff.
Okay,
I have a hard time when the heat races and stuff like that. So that's why I really wanted to do this. I thought it would help me a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to like get better in those areas where I feel like I struggle. And even same thing with practice, trying to get the qualifying time a little better. And I feel like I had a good chance today actually in qualifying. And then I hit one of those huge boulders about lap three, sawed my brake pedal off. So I did the whole practice with no brake. And I was like, this is kind of mental out here. I kept looping out over the triple and all kinds of shit. Yeah. So, but dude, honestly, for first round, come through P4, I'm stoked.
Dude, it reminded me a bit. I was sitting in the corner press box. It looked like an outdoor track on the landings.
Like, dude, it was insane. Like, we went and walked it after, and Will took some photos. It was a lot gnarlier than it probably even looked on TV. Like, it was chaos. Right. I mean, the rocks made it tough, and just the ruts, dude. They kept getting deeper and deeper, and I thought it would harden up, and it was opposite. Like, every time they tracked it, it seemed like it got softer. Right. So it was crazy. But overall, dude, really, really fun. I liked it.
It was fun to watch, like I said, you and Savachi and Freeze battle all night, because Eli and Kenny, outside of the first one, they were separated, but... Your three battle was really the most entertaining thing of the night.
Yeah, I hoped I could have like latched on a little bit better, but the third or the last main, when I was stuck behind Freeze, I kept seeing these guys just gap out. And then by the time I got by Freeze, I'm like, dude, I'm by myself. Yeah. Like, that was a little bummed on that, but I just want to try and bridge the gap a little bit. But those guys are obviously unbelievable. So if I can be a little closer, I'll be happy, but a lot of work to do to get there.
Cool. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks, Steve.
Done deal.